Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. I got to put my
hands up in the air. Josh, the probably 30% of my Instagram following is with like famous American people, but because their Instagram accounts are like way bigger than like Australian famous people, I usually see their posts a lot more. And so yesterday went onto Instagram and I noticed it was a massive trend of like all of these American people going, "Happy Father's Day to my father. Oh, I'm a very, very lucky father. Oh, I love my dad. I love my kids." All that kind of stuff. It was very, very, very nice.
Kind of emotional garbage.
Yeah, yeah. I'd have very little time for it. But it started, I kind of got a little bit worried because as I was going through and I was like having a look at all of these photos, I started to think, I'm not sure if Father's Day is the one of the days where it's only in America.
Yep.
Or if it's in Australia and America.
Look, before we go down the pipeline of telling the rest of this story, because I want to hear how long you tortured yourself over without, instead of just, I don't know, Googling it, because I know your personality. I know you didn't do that.
I still haven't.
Before you go with torturing yourself, it is. America Father's Day is a different day. Ours is like September.
Is Mother's Day different as well?
Mother's Day is around May in Australia.
Yeah.
And I think September's when Father's Day is in America. Isn't in Australia.
Okay, right. So it's in September. Okay, right. This is why it's so confusing.
September-ish.
Have it all on the same day. It's very, very easy to just do that. Like, everyone celebrates an International Pancake Day on the same day. Why can't we just do Father's Day on the same day?
When it comes to important things, we don't celebrate it all on the same day, like, for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Queen has about 16 different birthdays.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
I know. It's very, very confusing.
Really milking it.
But what I wanted to do yesterday, instead of, like you said, Googling it, because that hadn't even, come across my mind.
You've got a beautiful mind.
Until just then, I hadn't even thought of it.
Jump to the simplest. You know Occam's Razor? The simplest explanation is usually the correct one. That's not how your brain works at all.
No. What I was going to do instead was call my own father and see if I could try to get it out of him without him catching on to the fact that I didn't know if it was Father's Day.
Wish him a happy Father's Day without wishing him a Father's Day.
Figure out if he had any other praise leading up to today, leading up to me calling him, because I would have called him about three and just kind of gone like, "Hey, Dad, what's going on?"
God, I didn't expect to have to act this early in the morning. As a thespian, I do enjoy a little bit of warning, but...
Yeah, you've also not been asked yet.
I'm going to inhabit the role of Greg Brouard right now, your father, and I'd like you to give me a call and explain to me how that would have worked, you trying to get out of him whether or not it was Father's Day without saying Happy Father's Day.
All right. It doesn't take him this long to answer.
Oh, hello. It's Greg. Sorry, I was doing a poo.
Just a horrible way to start.
I saw it was you on the phone, Ned, and just wanted to explain the three rings, mate.
Apparently, my dad never checks caller ID because he always goes, "Yep, hello, Greg Brouard speaking. Who's this?" And I always go, "It's me, Dad. Of course it's me. It says Ned. I know it says Ned." Anyway.
Yeah, weird that you're doing all this exposition on the phone to me, mate. I understand.
Hey, Dad, what's going on?
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Having a good Monday?
Lovely Monday so far. Just had a little bit of spotter breakfast with your mother.
Okay. Cold? Is it cold down in Tassie?
Well, no. Yes, it is.
It is cold. I know. It's cold up here in Canberra as well. How are Ruby and Tilly, my sisters, as you are very aware?
Just hot as ever.
So they're not feeling the cold?
No.
Great. Okay, very, very good.
Handled.
So anything big happened today? How's work? Anyone say anything to you at work? How was your morning? You said you went and got out, went and had breakfast with mum. How was that?
As a very bald man, I have bought a new beanie. And so today's been particularly warm walking around.
You bought it? Get it today?
Yeah, I bought it.
I bet you bought it.
It was not a gift.
Right.
It's not Father's Day, you scumbag son. I know why you're calling me. God, I just inhabited your dad then.
No, you didn't. If I said that to him, I think he would hate you.
I'm going to win a Logie for that performance on the radio.
So offensive.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Now, we are taking your calls on 131060 about dash cams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's so weird because I am a big fan of cameras and all that sort of stuff. I have a bunch of cameras that we use for filming videos for the show, and I love all that stuff. But for some reason, I haven't made the jump to dash cams. I don't understand it. I don't get why people feel the need to record absolutely everything that happens on the road. Mm-hmm. I, in my 11 years of driving, have never seen a car accident in person.
Yeah.
So I don't know what my dash cam would capture apart from some probably dodgy lane changes occasionally. I don't really know why you'd have one. Like, what are you doing with that footage?
Yep.
Are you worried about your driving that much that you feel like you need proof at all times that you didn't, you know, cause a car accident? Like,
yeah.
Why do you have a dash cam?
I'm going to save what I think, why I think people would have a dash cam, because we've got people on the phone on 131060. So I'm going to save, because I could be completely wrong.
Ben is on the line from Queanbeyan. Ben, why do you get around a dash cam?
Well, just in case for close calls. Like, one day we're going home and next we'll come over this hill and there was a car towing a trail load of wood overtaking a B-double.
Oh.
Mm. Now, so, Ham, was that for you or was that for them?
It was mainly for them, because, like, we'll come over the hill and went, where do we go? There's either a B-double that way or a bank that way.
Yeah, so the funniest thing about this is that my dad works in the transport industry, and I had this conversation with him the other day, and he was saying truck drivers love dash cams because a lot of the time truck drivers will get blamed for things like what you've just described, which sounds like the person with the trailer with the wood is absolutely to blame, and it sounds like that the truck driver could get blamed, but if everyone's filming everything, then they have a record of what actually happened. I think truck drivers love dash cams from what I understand.
Yeah, and there was another time I nearly hit a root, went back through the footage, and it was actually pretty close because he actually bounced in towards me, and I got away with it, like, really luckily.
Ooh, okay.
What's going on with kangaroos? Why have they got such a death wish?
Kangaroos don't really get what's going on.
Yeah, they really don't.
Stay away from the road, guys. But then, once again, I mean, Ben's not there anymore, but that was just reviewing things. I still don't understand why you'd need the dash cam. Nothing actually happened to Ben in those scenarios. He's just looking at how close it came to happening.
But wouldn't that be cool to be like, oh, look how close I nearly came to hitting that kangaroo?
All right, Marty's on the line from Gordon. Marty, what's your reasoning for having a dash cam?
Yeah, well, there's been a couple of times where the dash cams actually saved us insurance-wise. My wife was involved in a minor incident. It was a he said, she said.
Yeah.
And the dash cam proved the incident, and she didn't have to pay. The other guy did.
Wow. So this is actually the dash cam doing exactly what it's meant to do. You had an insurance problem. Your wife managed to get off the insurance because she had proof.
That's right. I had one just in a car park. A guy backed into me, agreed to pay the insurance, and when push came to shove, he turned it round, lied about the situation. But the dash cam footage proved what really happened.
So I like this.
Paid for themselves already.
Marty, yeah, exactly, that's exactly what they're meant for, I guess. But this is the interesting thing. I literally have never had an incident like that in my entire time that I've been driving. Mm. Marty's had to happen twice.
Yeah.
This is convincing me a little bit. Mark, wrap this up for us, mate. Why do you get around a dash cam?
Oh, I got the dash cam for the hit and run scenario, just like the previous gentleman. So recently just had a vehicle back into our car. Unfortunately, their shop cameras didn't capture it. And so from now on in, we've got a camera that will capture anybody leaving it. And that's what's really good about the rear camera.
Do the dash cameras, do they film when you're not even in the car?
If they're set up correctly, they're continually filming just over and over and over again.
There you go.
And the good cameras actually have what they call an event mechanism. So if somebody bumps the car, they can capture it as well. So,
good,
and
smart.
The really good ones have cloud. So you can now look at it when you're over your phone.
Yeah,
so you can actually just be monitoring from, this is high-tech business.
I'm thinking about maybe just getting, like, not a dash cam, but a body cam, just so I can win arguments with you.
Yeah.
Where I can, like, we'll review the tape, won't
we? You did say that.
Yeah. Let me show you how you said that. Or maybe just put one on me where I'm asleep, because I'm like, what happens, I wonder? Does someone break in? Who knows?
I like the idea that you've done the leap from, I would like a camera in my everyday life just to win arguments. Yeah. Mate, just stick to the dash cam. You're a horrible driver. Sounds like you really could benefit from having one.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
This morning we are taking calls on 131060 about when you've went to see a kid's movie as an adult. Now we are looking at potentially very soon going to see The Incredibles 2.
Yep.
But I don't think that's that weird, because The Incredibles was a big movie when we were kids, just like Toy Story and all the ones before it. But... Yep. I'd love to hear from people who have gone to see a brand new kids movie by themselves as an adult.
Exactly.
I went to see Lego Batman movie with absolutely no shame. Yeah. Loved it.
I was there with you.
You were?
And yeah, there was kids screaming and yelling and I was like, you know what? Keep it down. I'm not picking up all the references.
Yeah, you're not understanding the references to the 60s Batman TV show, the first Batman movie.
And they called me an old fogey and I cried.
Yeah, it was hurtful. I was there. 131060 is the number to call right now. We'd love to know, have you been to see a kids movie as an adult? John is on the line from Franklin. John, first and foremost, have you been to a movie as an adult that was intended for children?
Yes, I have, actually. It was the Lego Movie.
Oh, did you go by yourself, John, or did you go with someone else?
I actually went with my now fiancée.
Oh, nice. Right. So it was a date movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Did it get her over the line, the Lego Movie?
Yeah, she loves Lego, man.
Yeah, that's
good
awesome.
Good job. Well done,
it's
John.
Fantastic. Also, Chris Pratt's just delightful. Yeah. Elizabeth Banks does great. Alison Brie, underrated in that movie. She's
great.
Fantastic.
Everyone's great. But Charlie Day.
Honestly, yeah, Charlie Day's in it as well. No, good. Lego Movie's a good one. We got Jason on the line from Ford. Jason, no, sorry, we got Sue on the line right now. Sue, what's a movie you've been to see as an adult that's for kids?
Well, it wasn't actually me. Well, we did all go. It was my husband and his best mate. They wanted to go and see Shrek because they didn't want to go by themselves. Mm. So they made me and my four-year-old twins go. I spent the whole movie chasing the kids up and down the steps while them two sat out.
The funniest thing about this, Sue, and this is, like, I mean, that was pretty funny in itself, terrible for you, but the funniest thing about this is going to be so hard to explain to future generations. Mm. When the trailer for Shrek came out, it was like, oh my God, this is the coolest idea ever. Like, taking fairy tales and making fun of them.
Yeah.
Like, every Disney movie until that point had been all lovey-dovey and there weren't really jokes in there for adults.
Yep.
And then they dropped Shrek, and now every kid's movie is like that. There's, like, jokes for adults all the way through it.
My husband and his mate wouldn't go by themselves. They made me take the kids.
Yeah. You need a bit of cover. But now, because of that trailblazing movie, adults can go to the cinemas and see kids' movies.
Shrek was like essentially the Avengers of the fairy tale world because like the three blind mice were in it, the big bad wolf was in it, everyone was in it, Pinocchio was in it.
The first big team up movie.
Exactly.
We have Jason on the line from Ford. Wrap this up for us. Did you see a kids' movie, Jace?
We did. Me and my husband and two of our friends decided to go see Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Oh, but apparently it's really good.
It was hilarious. But we'd had a few drinks at dinner before that, so it kind of just made us a bit more jolly.
Yeah. Jason, was this planned before you had the dinner and a few drinks, or did you have a few drinks and go, let's just go and see a movie?
We'd had a few drinks and go, let's just do it.
Yeah, great. It's fantastic. And I enjoyed the fact that because you're a little bit merry, you're probably laughing just as hard as the kids. Yeah. There would have been like 7-year-olds going, can you guys keep it down, please?
Jason was running up and down the aisle.
Yeah.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
My friend is coming down to stay for a couple of days tomorrow.
Yes.
He's getting here tomorrow night, and then he's staying until Friday morning. We're going to see the presets, actually, who are coming to Canberra, which is very, very exciting.
Mm.
But I haven't really had anyone stay at my house properly. I've had my mum and her friend stay, but they kind of took care of themselves. And then I also had two of my friends stay, but it was over a weekend. So
yes.
I could like take care of them the whole time. We can go and get food and stuff like that. But my friend's coming and I'm going to leave him at home because I've got to come to work on Wednesday and on Thursday. And so I'm not really sure what to do with my house. I want to have it in a condition where he can just be comfortable being in my house without me being there, but there's some things I need to get, namely food.
Yes, right. Okay, yeah, that's important because, yeah, you very much, like I do, live the bachelor lifestyle and you have enough food for yourself,
not really
for other people.
Currently in my fridge, I have two soups, which I think are out of date, like two soups from the supermarket. I have 5 cans of baked beans and then I have about 50 beers in the fridge.
So you're living like an alcoholic doomsday prepper. That's
exactly.
Pretty much what you're doing at the moment.
Very poorly planned doomsday prepper as well because I think the soup's already expired.
You've got the beer covered, that's for sure.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think of something because I'm not really sure what my friend eats. Like, he's a friend that I've had for like quite a while, but I'm not like, it's not, if I asked you someone about, like, someone other outside of your very close friend group, you probably couldn't tell me what they eat.
This is important. This is important detail right now. So is this kind of a friend that you almost wouldn't expect to come visit you?
It was a friend that when he was like, yeah, man, I'd absolutely love to come and visit. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that changes this whole dynamic because, yeah, you're right. Now you're operating in an area where while they're a friend, they're not your best friend. So you're sort of sitting there going, I don't even know what this person eats.
They stayed at my house when I lived at home, so they're close to me, but I don't know what they eat. I think that he might be a vegetarian.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure. I've come to you because you've had a lot of people come and stay at your house before, and so you kind of know how to prep for people to come because I need kind of like a neutral food. The food that's not going to offend anyone, so it needs to be vegetarian, and it also needs to be something that someone could see and go, cool, I can have that. The second reason I've come to you is because I'm currently the food police. Bad boys. Which, if you're unaware what that is, Josh, last week alone ate at a fast food place 19 times.
Yeah, you made me keep a food diary.
Made you keep
so
a food diary.
I'm not eating takeaway anymore.
I'm preventing you from doing that.
You are literally policing it.
Just quick update. Did you have fast food yesterday?
No, I didn't.
I have no way to confirm or deny that.
I did not.
I'm going to choose to believe you.
So you've come to me about this, let me guess, because you think I know what crappy food is best and you want your house guests to have a nice time. And so you've come to me, King Fatty, because you want to insult me. Is that what this is all about?
Oh, I want to insult you, but for a different reason. You eat like a baby. You are the most fussy eater I've ever seen. You only eat either deep fried chicken or burgers. Okay. That's it. And so you have the most bland of all palates.
I don't know
so
if you mentioned that he was a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
Yeah, I know. You haven't eaten veggies
just
in like a year.
Just have a whole lot of hot chips. I'll tell you what I do, and this is what you should do moving forward.
Yeah.
You know what? Deliveroo, Uber Eats, they're amazing inventions. Look after yourself. I'm going to work. Catch you later.
He is an adult.
They deliver to the home. Enjoy. That's what I would do.
You're a horrible house guest.
I really am a horrible host, a horrible guest. And yes, as you mentioned, I eat horribly. But yesterday I didn't, and I don't care if you don't believe me.
You stay away from that takeaway, young man.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
I was sitting at my table last night in my little apartment, just doing some checks and balances, taking a little bit of a look at my bank account, money going in, money coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big money coming outs that I have in my life, as many, many people do, is rent.
Of course.
Must pay the rent. And I was taking a little bit of a look at how much rent I'm paying, because I do tend to forget that. It's sort of a direct deposit thing, so it's a set and forget. And I just go, oh, God.
I purposely didn't do that, just so every time I know, I'm very aware of how much money I have and how much money I'm paying.
I purposely did do that so that I wouldn't be in tears every fortnight. So I would just be able to go, good, okay, all right, then let's just check in on that every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that hurts as much as I thought it would.
Yep.
But here's the thing, right? I am kind of peeved at the moment.
Sure.
And I don't know whether this is a feeling that will be felt around Canberra, but I don't know if you know, but it got down to minus temperatures last night.
Now, really?
Minus temperatures, and it has been doing most nights for the last couple of weeks.
It's been, I'm starting to sleep in a jumper. Like, I'm wearing jumper and pajama pants to bed.
One of the reasons I purchased the lease on my apartment, you didn't purchase it all, I'm leasing my apartment, is that I love the fact that my apartment building has a pool.
Yep.
So I have a pool at my apartment building.
Rooftop pool.
I was willing to pay a little bit more money for that because I was like, you know what, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
However, I signed the lease in the dead of summer, in the dead middle of summer.
It was in December.
Yep. And I was stupid to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I haven't been up to the pool in 3.5 months, I don't even know if it's up there anymore, to be honest. The water in it could be green for all I know.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that rent going, why the hell am I still paying all this money for a pool I haven't even seen in 3 months?
You should just go out there and take it in. Enjoy it every once in a while.
Enjoy a bit of water.
Yeah,
just
sit by the water. Maybe go fishing.
As the gale force winds on the roof just cause the waves to lap in the pool. Just go, ooh, it's a water feature. You know what?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. And what I actually think I should do is demand discount rent for the winter period. Because I am not using that pool.
Yeah. I tell you what, one thing that landlords respond very well to is demands from their tenants. They usually go, you know what, this guy, I like how this guy's telling me what's what in my own apartment. I like that.
Well, then fine. I understand the discount rent is probably not something that's going to get off the ground, but anybody who lives in Canberra and has a pool in their building is honestly deserving of discount rent over winter. But use the pool for something then. let's get some Insta-freeze or some ice magic or whatever we need to do, and let's turn it into an ice skating rink.
You realise ice magic's chocolate.
Yeah, that's even better, to be honest. That sounds great. Chocolate ice skating. It'd be a little bit cluggy. I guess you'd probably need very, very sharp skates.
Yeah, yeah. Won't it be chocolate skating? Because there's literally no ice involved.
Oh, where's the ice part of the ice magic, mate? Obviously, there's some form of
what
ice
do you think
is
there's
involved.
Ice in ice magic?
I have no idea how that works. I'm 27 years old and I still don't know how ice magic works. It is essentially magic,
yeah,
and it's right there in the title, and yeah. I believe them.
I don't know why they didn't just call it chocolate magic.
Just magic. Ned.
Yeah.
This is something. I'm onto something. Ice skating on the roof of my apartment building.
Here's an idea for you, and this is potentially for your landlord that it may or may not be listening. Would you pay a lower fee now, and so you don't have to pay for the pool or anything like that. You pay a lower fee now, but then in summer you pay a massive fee. It goes up like doubles.
You know what?
Yeah.
And this is probably bad to say, but if it all worked out in the wash and it worked out that over the course of the year I was actually paying the same amount of rent, I absolutely would. And I'd just kid myself for all the winter that I had like discounted rent. I'd be like, you know what? Good. I'm not paying for that pool. That's bloody fantastic. And then I'll be loving it so much by summer that when my rent goes up astronomically to cover the winter discount, I'll be like, yeah, this is fair. You know, this is actually fair.
You're so short-sighted.
Think of the $26 a week I'm spending on not paying for a public pool. This is great. I'm happy to pay extra hundreds of dollars.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Now look, Robert De Niro at the Tony Awards that aired over the last couple of days had some choice words to say about President Donald Trump. One of them started with F and ended with K, and the second one was Trump.
Yep.
So they're the words he used.
Yep.
It's caused a lot of controversy over in America, and this is the weirdest protest I think I've ever heard of. A Trump supporter has gone into the musical, so presumably paid for a ticket to go to the musical that Robert De Niro has directed, which is called A Bronx Tale, and it's on Broadway at the moment. He's held up during the curtain call, by the way, so he's watched the entire show.
Yeah.
This protester has watched the performance, and when the actors are coming up and taking their final bows, he's unveiled a sign that says Trump 2020, make America, keep America great.
Okay,
keep
cool.
America great. So presumably Trump will be done with the making of it great, and it will just be when the re-election, keep
Let's
it great.
It. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. Well, that's interesting to me because it's a very bizarre way to protest, and it makes me quite nervous for the future of musicals because if a musical isn't even safe anymore from a political chat, a political protest, you can't even go to a Broadway musical. All the people in that theater paid money. The protester was escorted out. What's the world coming to? You can't even go to a musical anymore without it becoming about Donald Trump.
The arts are under attack.
Without it being about politics.
Mm.
And I think, you know what? If that's how it's going to be, we might as well just embrace it. And so with that in mind, I have reimagined a few of the classics with a political edge this morning.
A few of the classic musicals.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to just play you some of my reimaginings, if you're willing to hear them.
Just for anyone that's listening to this, I've been out of the studio for the last half hour.
Well, if we're
so
going to get political with musicals, we might as well do it properly and update some of the older ones.
I
right?
don't know what is about to be played.
Do you know the song from Annie? The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. News polls will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be news polls. Beautiful. Beautiful, I think. Beautiful.
I don't remember the Little Orphan Annie being Australian.
Well,
tomorrow.
Look, they're talking about news polls in Australia. So we're updating the musicals with a bit of politics in there as well. It's a good vibe. Who could forget all that jazz from Chicago? Oh, yeah. Sultry. I like it.
God.
Come on, guys. Why don't we all complain about all that tax? Yeah, there we go. That's fantastic. Good stuff.
I'm not okay with what's happening right now. I don't condone it in any kind of way.
The big kahuna of all musicals, of course, would be The Sound of Music.
This should be good.
The hills are alive with the sound of a soon-to-be-called election. done. Updated.
Get
there
out.
We go. No,
if you're not fired
done,
after today,
done. They are done.
If you are not fired old after that demonstration.
Old school musicals have been fixed to now be politically up to date with political edge, political satire. It's all in there. Yeah. Musicals have been fixed.
People are probably going to think I'm using hyperbole, but that was the worst thing I've ever heard. Not only your singing, but the actual, like, the lyrics. The fact that you had time to work on this and at the end of it thought it was passable enough to put out to the people of Canberra, something's wrong with you. I don't know what it is. I don't think most medical professionals know what it is, but there's something wrong.
Shall we call it?
Let's call it.
That's the end of this morning's show. We will be back from 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Just shocking.
You can come down and get yourself a high five at Gentech Automotive in Mitchell between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. today. Have a fantastic Tuesday, Canberra. We'll speak to you tomorrow from 6 a.m. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.